Well, let's take a look at what's been happening at the world of science. This week, Dave, what have you got for us?
Well, one of the most unpleasant things in the world that many people find is the sound of a dentist drill, particularly if it's actually on your own teeth. So now, one of the reasons why it has to be used so much is when a dentist is trying to put in a filling, they've got to get rid of all of the decay. They've got to make sure all the bacteria in there are dead or out of the way before they can put the filling in over the top. Otherwise, the bacteria will be in there happily living away and generally make more havoc with your teeth.
So that's where the drill comes in.
Yeah, so you need to drill away the worst of it always, but you also have to drill a bit more away to make sure there's no bacteria left.
Okay, so what's the solution?
Well, a solution that some researchers in China have been working on is what they call a plasma needle. Now, a plasma is a gas which has had some of the electrons ripped off violently. You can do this by heating up to very high temperatures like you get in stars, or by using electric field like you get in fluorescent lights. Now, normally they're very, very hot, so you wouldn't want to put them anywhere near your mouth. But this group in China, they've basically got a tube with just flowing gas through it, and a very high voltage wire, and they're pulsing high voltages through it. And this produces a very thin stream of plasma which comes out the end, and you can see pictures of it. It's glowing kind of blue. And they've actually managed to, by working out exactly how it works and very carefully optimising everything, managed to get it so it's cool enough so you can just point at your finger, doesn't do any harm. But it's got lots of really reactive chemicals in it, lots of ions and lots of free radicals, which when they reach bacteria, they just kind of play havoc with them and kill them.
So the idea is you would direct this at the tooth around the area you're drilling, which would sterilise the drill site so that then you wouldn't have to take away so much tooth tissue.
Yeah, so you don't have to be nearly as conservative or aggressive with your drilling, and you have to follow drilling, there's more tooth left.
Would you want a very high voltage cable running into your mouth, though?
Well, it should be insulated. The wire is within an insulated tube, but it should be all right. They can also use it for sterilising other things, like surgical equipment, which is very sensitive to high temperatures.
And it doesn't harm human tissue?
Well, I guess if you got in deep enough, it would, but only the very surface, and skin's dead on the surface anyway, so you're fine.
Well, that's reassuring. I haven't been to the dentist for a long time, but then I've never had a filling either.
Wow.
In my life, which isn't bad going, is it? But then I come from the bit of England which has very, very high fluoride in the water. And for that reason, I think that's probably why, because we know that fluoride binds onto tooth matrix and it makes fluoroapatite, which is one of the hardest substances that the body can make, which is very, very much, well, very, very difficult for bacteria to break down. So my teeth are all down to fluoride in the water.